The worst gut feeling I ever ignored was the one telling me not to get married to the man whom I ended up marrying and divorcing 14 years later. Before I got married, there were several red flags. It was like my intuition was screaming at me to run in the other direction. But instead, I powered through all those silly feelings, which in the end was probably the most crucial guidance to pay attention to. The pitch challenge today: don't get so focused on your goal list or doing what you think you have to do that you ignore your intuition in the process. Especially with high-stakes decisions like marriage, your career, having a family, or choosing a location to live. At age 22, I felt I had to get married, that it was the next thing on my adult to-do list to do. So I found the wrong person, and I pushed through all negative intuitive feelings to make it happen, and in the end, I paid dearly for ignoring my intuition. It was a very hard lesson to learn, and it affected every aspect of my life, including my career and family. Don't ever label those gut feelings silly or cold feet or whatever else we call it, so you can push past it and ignore. Instead, listen carefully to your intuition and respond, even if it's not a popular decision to everyone else. In the end, you'll be thanking yourself.